This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think it's dumb.
It's totally dumb.
It's not dumb. I had to see. Okay. I'm thinking about getting glasses.
Which oh. I like, because I think you would look like a very handsome Stanley Tucci.
Which does not make me happy, because I don't think people think Stanley Tucci is handsome.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, they
we do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Women are not like, I'm out here, Aaron, and I don't need you saying that I look like Stanley Tucci. I don't think
he's
women
hot.
Are listening to the radio station going,
I've always
wondered if I could like knock boots with Slacker, and they're like, oh, Aaron thinks he looks like Stanley Tucci. You also look a little Chris Farley adjacent. Like what? Like
I get that a lot.
You do not. You're Jason Momoa. I don't,
I guess.
When people say you're Dave Grohl-esque, I don't understand.
I don't see that.
There's
one
no
as
Grohl
much.
In you. You're much more rugged than Grohl. He's just kind of like,
oh,
and now
thank
he's
you.
A cheater. Ugh.
Yeah,
yeah.
We don't want him.
No, we don't want him. But you are definitely Momoa.
And we want Stanley Tucci.
I agree. Yeah,
you cannot really. He's a nerd. Like he's terrible in Hunger Games. He's ugly.
He's wonderful in Hunger Games.
He acts well, but like no.
That's
it's
from
Halloween
the first
night.
District.
It's Halloween night. You're dressed as the slutty nurse. And big-toothed Stanley Tucci look-alike comes up to you.
Absolutely.
You are not throwing down. No, you're not.
Absolutely.
That is such a lie. The only way you do it is if you were dressed as Katniss. But you would not, because there's like that. But you would not seek out big-toothed Stanley Tucci, period.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No. Oh, my God. Am I wrong about this?
Like, yes,
people actually
you are.
Think Stanley Tucci
please
is good-looking.
Please text in 51059.
You think there are women right now, they're like,
yes.
Oh. Like,
yeah.
They think Bradley Cooper, hot, also Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
Like, they're adjacent. They're like McDreamy, dude, whatever his name is.
There's McDreamy, there's McSteamy, and then...
Well, who's McSteamy if not McDreamy?
There's two different guys.
They are?
That's Mark. Yeah.
One is
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah,
Patrick?
That's
okay.
McDreamy.
Okay.
McSteamy is... I think his name is Mark.
Mark what?
I don't know. He's hot. He's also
he doesn't look like Stanley
he's
Tucci.
The dad of he's one of the dads. He's the dad that hooks up with Jules in Euphoria. That's McSteamy.
That guy's not good looking.
Oh yeah, he is.
He is?
Yeah.
He's a bad dude in that show,
yeah,
isn't he?
Well, in the show.
But
bad,
he's like a
bad.
Muscle-bound like idiot, right?
Yeah, but
didn't he beat his son
show.
Too?
He's
okay.
My type.
Okay.
Okay. This says in 2022, People Magazine called Stanley Tucci a zaddy, and he is a sex symbol.
He is a zaddy.
I just had a friend say that they found their zaddy, and that I will eventually find someone who thinks I'm their zaddy.
Okay.
Who was the zaddy for your friend?
Oh, some old dude. Yeah. I mean, just like they're dating somebody older.
Oh, like literally. Not a celebrity. That
not
they,
a celebrity.
Okay.
No, there's like so. It's like
gotcha.
There's a woman out there right now going, who is just a Costco Stanley Tucci? And I'm like, right here.
Get the glasses.
Yeah,
okay.
You
love
glasses.
Costco. It's fine.
No, and I'm actually thinking about going to Costco for my eye exam.
I've heard that they have a great like hearing, like you get solid hearing
what?
Aids. What is it with the ear people?
Sorry, I was just doing the hearing thing.
Yeah. Oh, and glasses.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't see what you were saying.
I hate you.
No, okay. So here's the point. I wanted to see, because I don't want to go in. I should stop talking. I don't know that if I want to go in if I need glasses. Because I would, if I need both kinds of glasses, then I might just go get LASIK again. Because it's been like 20 some years.
Yeah.
Since I
LASIK. What are both kinds? What
do you mean? If I need farsighted and like, because you get to a point like almost everybody after 35 starts to need readers. I mean, like our boss has been wearing readers forever. He's like,
he has like four different pairs.
He has 400. And he has the ones that break apart in the nose. And you're like,
those are constantly around his neck. Yeah, right. He's got one like in his pocket. He's got one on top of his head.
I fully understand. He's happily married and that's great. But like when you have break apart readers, you've given up on trying.
No,
to attract
those are my
women,
favorite ones.
No, you're like,
I want them. No, it's a move because you can wear those into a bar, look like Stanley Tucci, and be like, "Hey, babe, look," and they're gonna want to try it.
Nobody, no woman again is gonna go like, "Look at that guy with his readers on." They're just, Aaron, you need a zaddy, for God's sake.
I'm looking.
No, you're not. You don't want that. You don't, okay.
My father-in-law does the readers, and he does the same thing, where he just, anytime he's at the store, he just buys 10 of them. And
because he knows he's just going to set them down.
And he loses them, but he keeps them everywhere, and he loses them. But here's what blows my mind. He never finds them. They never show up again. Like, at one point, don't you think you're going to open a drawer, and there's going to be 100 glasses in there, and you're like,
sets them down at Applebee's. He sets them down in weird places.
That's got it. I guess it's got to be it. So, and they never turn up again.
Yeah, other Stanley Tucci's are like, ooh, and they just throw them on. The other thing is, I don't want, the Stanley Tucci shape you showed me the other day, that's a hard no.
No,
I'm thinking
why?
Like Oakley, sort of more of a rectangular. Okay, long
story. That's what he has. I'm looking at him right now.
He's a little bit Harry Potter.
No.
There's some roundness to Stanley Tucci's
glasses. They're squoval, but...
They're what?
Squoval? Square oval?
100% not a word.
It is.
Squoval?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that another doctor on one of these shows?
Who is squoval?
I've never heard that.
Okay.
I mainly...
You're not just trying to like make me feel stupid.
No. It's mainly for like when you get your nails done and they ask, what shape do you want? Squoval. Mm.
That's why I don't know, I guess.
Okay. My point is this. I'm looking for zaddy candidates. I want, if I need nearsighted and farsighted, then I'll go get LASIK and then I'll just get readers, right? Because I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But so I wanted to make sure before I go, it's like cleaning your house or brushing your teeth real good before you go to the dentist. So I took an online vision test.
That is so dumb.
And I did so good. What? No.
Because you zoomed, you brought your head in.
What is it? How is it? What do you do?
You like...
You pay them $50. They tell you you see good.
Yes. No, you like, you hold your arm out from your computer screen.
Okay.
So you have the right distance. Then you hold up like... This is going to sound like TX, right? But you like hold up a credit card.
Stop.
No, but you do.
Stop. And,
or you can use an ID, but you hold it so you make the screen the right size. At an arm's length, you've now made, so you make your credit card, so you zoom in and out until it fits there. So then you're like, I am, it's now saying, and then it's like, all right, can you tell me
what's- Now we need the three numbers on the back.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.